Welcome back to Insights for Health. Our topic today has been intermittent fasting and its many health benefits. Before the break, we saw how intermittent fasting helps reduce excess weight and obesity, and how by reducing our body weight, we can greatly reduce our risk of both chronic and acute diseases. I also explained how insulin is the main driver of fat storage. If you are constantly eating, you are triggering insulin production all day long, thereby increasing the risk of diabetes and prediabetes. But intermittent fasting can make a difference. We talked about different intermittent fasting techniques that directly influence our metabolic switch that plays a significant role in our use of fats and ketones for energy and giving the body a rest from insulin. Ketones play a greater role than providing energy. They are multifaceted, which signifies to us the importance of intermittent fasting to activate them. But due to our dietary and eating habits, few of us rarely switch over to ketones. Weight loss itself is a major impact on the quality of our health, but ketones go above and beyond those benefits. For example, they influence respiratory exchange ratio. Well, what does that mean? Well, it's the production of carbon dioxide relative to the oxygen we breathe and consume. What this indicates is that our cellular energy production is more efficient. Ketones are not only our fuel, but they also influence the way the fuel is used to produce the energy. Also, ketones produced during fasting also act as signaling agents, influencing cells and organ functions. They have a role in certain cellular pathways and in the activity of certain proteins. These influences are all having a beneficial effect on our metabolism and our overall health and aging. Other studies show that intermittent fasting leads to an increase in HGH, or human growth hormone. Why is HGH so beneficial? HGH is a pituitary gland hormone that works with insulin, helping the body regulate metabolism to provide energy and nutrients at all ages. Decreasing our excess body fat improves HGH production. But when we have low levels of human growth hormone, our body fat increases, increasing our risk of heart disease, lowering our sense of well-being, and weakening our muscles and bones. Intermittent fasting stimulates an adaptive response by the systems of the body to successfully tolerate the stresses of fasting and then restore the body to homeostasis. Our ancestors did not consume 3 regularly spaced meals plus snacks per day. The research revealed that the cells of the body and brain show improved function despite the stresses of fasting, indicating the resilience of the body and the natural systems within. Another benefit is that intermittent fasting stimulates autophagy. Autophagy is the enabling of cells to remove damaged materials from the body and recycle other constituents. The autophagy pathways are suppressed in persons who overeat and are sedentary. If these damaged, unwanted materials are allowed to accumulate in the body, they create oxidative stress and they can appear as a headache, joint pain, brain fog, and fatigue, along with other symptoms. At the start of the show, I asked the question, what's the benefit of restricting our calories? Do you wrestle with inflammation? Inflammation can appear as a number of different conditions, things like arthritis, cardiovascular disease, Crohn's and other gastrointestinal disorders, COPD, asthma, and more. Weight loss reduced the symptoms in asthma patients who were obese. Intermittent fasting has been shown to reduce pro-inflammatory cells called monocytes in the blood. During periods of fasting, these monocytes go into a sleep mode and are less inflammatory than monocytes found in persons who aren't fasting. Another benefit of intermittent fasting is cognitive health. Studies and clinical trials showed the reversal of neuroinflammation and the improvement of spatial memory, associative memory, working memory, and verbal memory. They also saw increased levels of a brain protein that plays a role in energy balance and weight management. The data suggests that excessive energy intake, which is overeating, especially during midlife, increases the risk of stroke, Alzheimer's disease, and Parkinson's disease. The data also suggests that intermittent fasting can delay the onset and progression of these conditions. Intermittent fasting has been shown to reduce tissue damage in surgery. Preoperative fasting reduces tissue damage and the inflammatory response so that surgical outcomes are improved. A randomized study showed that 2 weeks of preoperative daily calorie restrictions improved the outcomes of patients who underwent gastric bypass surgery. Regarding cardiovascular health, intermittent fasting and calorie reduction can have an impact. A 2-year study reduced the daily calories by 12% in a non-obese group. They found cardiovascular risk factors began to improve within 2 to 4 weeks. Intermittent fasting reduces the elements of metabolic syndrome, such as abdominal obesity, high blood pressure, impaired fasting glucose, and triglyceride and cholesterol levels. Intermittent fasting is very different from diets. During your eating hours and non-fasting days, you go about your normal dietary routine. But this implies some common sense choices regarding food selection. One trial with 16 healthy participants used alternate day fasting for 22 days and lost 2.5% of their initial weight and 4% of fat mass, with a 57% decrease in fasting insulin levels. When we do the math, a 200-pound man lost 5 pounds, which doesn't sound like much. But his insulin levels were greatly improved. As mentioned earlier, insulin is the driver for fat storage. Another trial with 200 women tested two concepts. 100 women followed the 5-2 method. That's 2 days of fasting and 5 days of normal dietary routine. The other 100 women followed a diet of 25% fewer calories daily. The results were interesting. Over the 6-month period, both groups lost the same amount of weight. But the 5-2 fasting group showed a greater increase in insulin sensitivity and greater reduction in waist circumference. So thank you for listening to Insights for Health. To summarize today's show, intermittent fasting might be a new concept for us. Consider it as a tool and resource that few of us are taking advantage of for the improvement of our health. Intermittent fasting is more about the when we should eat and less about the what we should eat, sprinkled with some common sense food choices. So activate your metabolic switch and inspire your metabolism to use the pathways and mechanisms that are built into our physiology to repair, protect, and improve our health. Find an intermittent fasting method that works best for you, that fits your lifestyle and schedule, and let it be flexible to work around your appointments. Start the day to help yourself improve your blood sugar levels, improve your cardiovascular health, reduce inflammation, increase your cognition, and simply lose unwanted excess weight. So visit The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham and ask us about the supplement Fasting Days with 42 ingredients without the calories to help you through your fasting day. The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.